Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud.
With Z and G on Joy 94.9. It's a segment that, if you're playing at home last week, would have remembered that segment four was dedicated to Duncan. Bit strange. He wrote it in himself and he got one of those. You know, he got a strike for that.
He did.
And that was a situation that happened last week. And I'm sure Duncan at some point will, upload that as a podcast. But, you know, that's
down the track one,
that's
right. I think.
That's at his fruition. He just catalogues for some reason and makes executive decisions on which ones to,
upload.
Yeah, upload. Right. It's something that's really strange. We don't know the process, but he does it.
One thing I admire about Duncan, his ability to make those executive decisions, and he's now giving us the power to make an executive decision.
I know, and it's wild because when he pitched it to us, judge Z and G, that's all he said. And we immediately lit up. It was a fantastic emotion happening, running through our veins, because we get to judge some...
I know, and again, Duncan, ticking the boxes of a visual medium, gave us the robe, gavel, and
everything.
Wig.
That's right. To fulfill the part, you look lovely in your gavel and wig, sir.
Thank you, and you look like a judge.
So thank you very much. I didn't judge you on that one, but that's...
That's but that's what we're here for.
Yes, we are. And we did get an email, which is fantastic. That's fantastic. But, I mean, Duncan was saying he might have a sting, a little bit of a promo bed for the segment.
I mean,
I know. I don't know. I don't remember recording anything. I don't remember.
This is the pilot for the bit.
That's right. I don't know how he got any sort of things. But, Wendy, if you just want to play that for us. And, Duncan, you're on the line right now. So be careful.
All rise for Judge Z and G. Court is now in session.
Wow, that is a fantastic bet.
Wow, do you feel like making some executive decisions right now?
I think we are so ready to make some executive decisions.
Because an executive decision like Duncan made is somehow getting our voices for that. Because I don't even remember recording.
I don't remember saying those words at all. So that was wild. That was a wild situation. The email we had related to two people that recently moved out together.
Interesting.
And pretty much the situation
was... What's the
case?
Fill us in on what the case is.
Essentially, two people moved in together.
Yes.
Okay. You got to buy communal groceries. Okay. That's a thing that happens.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when we live together, that's, you know, in the current house that we're at, we buy groceries together. You know, that's,
we do.
That's
We've
thing
got
that we
our
do.
Communal list, but there's also things on the list that, you're right, are sometimes for you and sometimes for me.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. But, you know, really going along with that communal thing, what happened was there was a communal loaf of bread, okay?
Ooh.
And the other person decided to demolish the entire loaf on their lonesome.
So you're saying demolish in terms of just go through the entire... Use the entire loaf?
Went through the entire loaf. It says here, went through the entire loaf without even a thought to me. So that's how it apparently worked out in that house.
Interesting.
And it's quite interesting because I would... Yeah, exactly. No, exactly,
yeah,
Wendy.
No.
Exactly. That sounds like a bit of a situation over
because
that house.
Because we are about to make an executive decision.
We are.
In the case of the demolished bread...
Yeah.
Well, case one of Judge Z and G.
Yes. And I think what comes into play, how many days had passed and how moldy was the bread? But we can't, it's not a two-way
There's
street
no
of communication.
Scale on this bread.
That's right.
So with the information presented to us, I think we are in agreement.
Well, yes.
I think we're in agreement.
Yes, I think we are in agreement. Yes, we did proceed.
Sidebar.
We did take a sidebar and we decided. What did we decide, Z?
That the loaf shall be split directly in half between the two
in half.
Parties. But.
Yes, but not in the conventional way that bread is cut. You're cutting it straight down the middle, lengthways. For he and I will have bread. Exactly, Wendy.
And
exactly.
That's how you know it's Z&G official.
When
the next case we have been presented with. So thank you very much for emailing.
Thank you very much. And if you do want to email your case, and it's not necessarily, you know, we're not necessarily on air at the time, please email it through to laughoutproud@joy.org.au, and we'll get those emails and we'll read them. We will read them.
I mean, we have one more case, but do we want to save the case for next week? Or do you think we've got time?
No, look, I think maybe we'll save it for next week. Because really, Duncan is making a sour face at us for some reason while giving the wind-up signal. I don't know.
He looks very confused.
That's a new one.
But Duncan, I'm going to give you the thumbs up.
That's right.
On Judge Z&G.
Good job, everybody.
It felt good.
Good job. And we thought, you know, maybe it wasn't going to be a situation, an enjoyable situation. But for some reason, Duncan was correct.
And thank you, Duncan.
Good job, Duncan. All right, Wendy, you can stop clapping.
But now the
Wendy, stop clapping. Okay.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.